Welcome to St. Louis On the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Today we go behind the headlines. The announcement that Amazon.com is looking for a site for a second national headquarters has a lot of communities scrambling, St. Louis and St. Louis County among them. Little wonder. It's a huge prize. It could mean as many as 50,000 jobs. So a regional effort is underway to lure Amazon. Amazon's already planning a facility in Hazelwood and has been operating two fulfillment warehouses in Edwardsville. The mayor of Edwardsville, Dr. Hal Patton, joins us by phone. With me in studio is Otis Williams, director of the St. Louis Development Corporation, and Sheila Sweeney is CEO of the St. Louis Economic Development Partnership. Thank you all so much for being with us. Great to have you.
Thank
you.
Happy
to be here.
The two that I can see have big smiles on their face. I think I know why, but I'll turn to you first, Sheila Sweeney. Give me some sense of what winning this prize would mean to the region.
I think it's absolutely transformational. As the numbers you just said, with 50,000 employees and billions in investment, it absolutely will be impactful for St. Louis, and the magnitude of it is almost hard to grasp right now, but we will put together a package that is very aggressive, that it's innovative and really be responsive to Amazon. So we're very hopeful.
Otis Williams, how about for the city of St. Louis in particular?
This is a great opportunity, as Sheila's indicated. It is a transformational opportunity. It is at least 5 to 10 times the impact that we think that the NGA has had. But the whole concept of more jobs in this region, so no matter where it lands, it will be great for this region with the number of jobs that are proposed to come to this area.
Well, this is certainly a very big deal, as was the Amazon project in Edwardsville, Mayor Patton. It's somewhat smaller than what we're talking about here today, but give me some sense of what it has meant to your community.
Correct, Don. 2 years ago, we heard that they were interested in our area for a distribution center, which they refer to as fulfillment centers. And they were talking about one center with 600 jobs. And just as we've seen Amazon deliver, not only did they occupy one center with 750,000 square feet, but they built another one. So they're at 1.5 million square feet with over 2,000 very good paying jobs with health insurance, with retirement benefits. They have a career choice program for college bound students that they can also attend college and get some tuition credits while they work receiving full-time benefits at these fulfillment centers. So they're a company that delivers. I refer to them as an evolution in retail. The convenience that they provide customers, it's just phenomenal, and it's an amazing company. So if they're saying 50,000 jobs, it could be even higher with the way that company is growing.
What did Edwardsville have to do to convince Amazon to locate there?
Well, we have 29 different warehouses in our warehouse district. That includes Procter & Gamble, Hershey, Worldwide Technology. So there's about 5,000 employees there before Amazon came on board. But typically the developer down in that area does the initial contact and works on the lease deal for these companies. Edwardsville, we provide a tax abatement for property taxes for 7 years, and after that 7 year, they start paying their full share of property taxes at 10. It kind of incrementally goes until the 10th year. We've provided some infrastructure, roads and water lines and sewer lines to the facilities, but this has been going on for about 18 years now, and many of the corporations that are there are paying full tax. Immediately, the job creation means income tax for the state of Illinois, and it means income for our local residents, which is fantastic. They can come to our community and shop and eat and enjoy having a job and the benefits that go along with it. So we did provide the property tax abatement incentive, but it's proven to be very effective.
How easy or difficult, if that's the case, was it working with Amazon?
They were excellent. We had very, very few problems. We did a lot of the permit inspections and construction inspections for their facility. They do have a specialty team that puts together some of their racking and technology that deals with the codes on the products and how to get them into the correct truck. There was a little bit of a hiccup with some of the local trades that had 85% of the business in terms of constructing the facilities, but that special equipment was a little bit of a problem. And so some of the trades were upset that they brought people in to put that together. After discussing with their corporate, they said, you know what, we've done some research down there. We feel like we're in good shape with the local trades. Let's not worry about it. Let's move on and continue to foster a good relationship with both. So I thought that was very impressive from a corporate standpoint, to be able to come into town, take a quick survey, talk with the local leaders of the trades, and just kind of say, we'll move on and move to the next project.
Let me turn to Otis Williams here. That sounds pretty good.
It does. It does. And I think that we in this region, we're ready to work with them and provide whatever incentive would be needed to garner this great opportunity with Amazon. So, I mean, the opportunity to bring vitality to the downtown would be just remarkable in the sense that, you know, if you plant 50,000 jobs or the potential for 50,000 jobs, there are so many other things, good things that could happen in the area. And I think it's what the city, particularly the downtown, has been wanting for a long time.
Sheila Sweeney, do you think the fact that they have this operation over in Edwardsville already, Hazelwood is coming on board very, very shortly, do you think that that would help or hurt convincing Amazon to come here?
Well, I think having Amazon know about St. Louis and know the culture that we have here and the quality of life that their employees can attest to can only help for them to continue to want to expand here. So we feel that's an asset that we have and we want to grow on.
Mayor Patton, are there any numbers you have with regard to what economically this is meant for your community?
No, just the fact that there's 2,000 jobs now. During the holiday season, it'll ramp up another 600 in part-time seasonal employees. They have commented, as they've mentioned here, that the workforce in our area is excellent. They love working with the employees. They have a very good incentive program, and we know that we have a lot of hardworking people here. So I think that relationship has been a positive. It's difficult to actually figure out the impact just on my community alone. We have to look at it regionally because a lot of their employees do come from Missouri. They come from Alton and Granite City and other Metro East communities. But we're thrilled to be able to host them and the other corporations that are down there. As you guys are well familiar with, Worldwide Technology has an amazing warehouse down there with about 500, I call them 20-somethings. They're all 20 to 30 years old, and they're working on computers and hardware for Fortune 500 companies and the defense programs. It's impressive. It's not just boxes and forklifts in those buildings. There's a lot of great opportunities and career choices for individuals, and to land the headquarters would be absolutely awesome for our area because this company is here to stay.
Sheila Sweeney, could we fill 50,000 job slots?
We can. There is an available workforce, and you know, Amazon's a technology company, and St. Louis has focused on technology, and with our great universities that we have here, and companies that have moved here like Square and Locker Dome is here, Coder Grill, Microsoft, you know, others that are here and growing. We have attracted really good tech talent to St. Louis, and so I think there's some here. We will make sure that we develop that tech workforce through those higher education partners, and we can provide it, yes.
Otis Williams, St. Louis really has established itself in many ways for the high-tech profile that it has now.
It most certainly has, mm-hmm. and through all of the innovation incubators that have been initiated here and the growth that we've seen both at Cortex and T-Rex and with Launch Code and with some of the other innovation incubators that are in the area, at 39 North, and all of the things that are happening throughout the region. So the when you think about how we are postured here, we are fortunate to have great universities that can help us, you know, feed whatever need that we may have. And so this is a great time. I think we're the right community, the right opportunity. I've got 1,000,005 square feet already ready for them, and so this is a great news for us.
Where do you have 1,000,005 square feet?
The AT&T Tower.
that's not going to be enough, is it, for what we're talking about?
Yeah, but the initial requirement is only 500,000, but I think we would then be able to build the remaining requirement over time.
Right. Are you thinking build it in the city?
Well, obviously, I'm a city guy, but I'm also a regional guy. So whatever, you know, I think we are all partial here to work together. And so if we define a site that is the best site for this region, we'll all be in to try and make that happen. Because with 50,000 jobs, no matter where it's located, we will all benefit.
Sheila Sweeney, from what I understand, the headquarters existing in Seattle has 33 buildings out there. Where are we going to put 33 buildings?
We have gone through and kind of done a long list and are identifying the attributes of each of those properties, and then we will narrow it down to a short list. But I do want to comment on just the regional cooperation that has gone on. Steve Stenger, the county executive, and Mayor Crewson both yesterday got a group of people together and said, we have to do this. And exactly as Otis said, we need to narrow it down to the best site or the best couple of sites that we feel that really will benefit the region. And so I think as we go forward, I mean, so many people just dropped everything and were willing to step up and to help. And so this region will come up with the right place, and we'll all work together.
It didn't take Stenger and Crewson long to jump on this thing. That was pretty quick, probably faster than they moved on a lot of other things in recent times.
Yeah, I think the county executive might have been the first to text me, and I saw it said Steve Stenger at like 6:15 in the morning, and it was the link to the article, and he was really excited about it. And then the mayor immediately thereafter was right in. So you're right. They recognize the
sure. Yeah, in fact, the mayor probably talked to at least 15 or 20 people before 9 o'clock about this issue. Okay. So it was in fact very high on everybody's priority list.
I have to take a break momentarily, but I want to get back to Mayor Patton before he has to leave. Mayor, did Amazon put any specific conditions on you folks with regard to what had to happen for them to locate there?
No specific conditions. They have a very tight timeline, and so they wanted to make sure that construction-wise and the facility would be ready to open to meet their goals. They're constructing facilities like this all across the country, as you know, all across the world. And so they didn't want to have time wasted because of delays. So we made sure that from a permitting standpoint and inspection standpoint, that we were able to help them deliver on their timeline. But we found some spots for them to interview employees, potential employees. We worked with the SIUE campus, the Southern Illinois University campus. They provided with rooms so that they could get their employees interviewed and hired in time to have it pair with the construction. So it's a very impressive process for a company that's growing like they're growing. For them to be able to bring a team in here and facilitate the project on time and with the detail that was required, pretty impressive. It's no easy task to hire 2,000 people. And when we went down there for the ribbon cutting, workforce seems very happy, very motivated. And I think Amazon was pleased as well.
All righty. Well, I want to thank you, Mayor Patton, for being with us and sharing what's been going on in Edwardsville with you and Amazon. Thanks for being with us. We have to take a break. We'll come back with Sheila Sweeney and Otis Williams in just a moment or two. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Now back to Otis Williams and Sheila Sweeney. Sheila, again, I'll turn back to you. This is a pretty quick timetable. I understand that we have until October 19th. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Can we get it together in 5-6 weeks?
We will get it together in 5 or 6 weeks, absolutely. And I think it's only five. And there's no doubt we know the 19th, and we will do it. So many people in the community stepped up and answered the Mayor and County Executive Stenger's call to help and assist. And so we were in the process of divvying up tasks, and experts are on those. And, you know, we will make sure that we get that October 19th deadline.
Otis, there was talk yesterday about the need to establish a team to make this happen. Who's on the team? Do we have any team members yet? I mean, I assume you guys are going to be part of
it. Well, actually, Sheila is sort of leading our team, and all of us in the region are key people are on that team, both city, county, and others. And so it's a combination of folk that have the one thing that has happened that the minute, as Sheila indicated, the county exec text her very early, people from all over this region are calling, wanting to assist. So it's not for the lack of people who are interested in helping. At this point, we're trying to just be able to utilize the skill sets that will make sure that we win this competition. And so the team is being defined, but we did have an early meeting to where tasks were assigned, as Sheila indicated.
What is the next step? I mean, after bringing these folks together, what then?
Well, I think it's almost a group of subcommittees taking on each of these tasks and making sure that we answer Amazon's questions, that we provide that impactful transformational proposal that they are looking for. And so each one of those, it's experts, just across the board. For instance, Chancellor Wrighton called yesterday from Washington University and offered whatever they could do to help and to help us to do any research we needed. And we just have so many folks across the board that really are helpful. And then the really important part that I think that Amazon will appreciate and respect is that the regional cooperation and the county executive and the mayor working together on this and understanding how important it is to all of us.
Otis, it would seem to me that there is the potential danger of an internal competition here. I mean, the city of St. Louis would like to have a lot of this stuff right in the city, taxes and all the rest of it at stake. Sheila, I'm sure St. Louis County would like the same, and I'm sure the folks over on the east side of the river would also like to have a lot of this to generate taxes. How do you prevent internal competition?
Because I think that we need to put the community in top of mind and make sure, you know, at the end of Otis and my day and our elected officials, you know, we want to provide a tremendous quality of life for St. Louisans. We want them to have jobs, you know, just the whole package we want people to have. And so to let any boundaries that have been set at some point in time or a river to stop the region from pardon me from having from having something of this magnitude and into the future, we just can't let that happen. It just cannot. We won't let it happen.
So the great thing is that Amazon sort of defined for us what they were looking for. And so we have a number of sites that we will be looking at, you know, all over the region. Mm-hmm. And we will evaluate those sites based on the criteria and the requirements that they've identified. And we would like to have the best site that can help meet that we think will help the region win. And so there's a team of folk who will be looking at that and grading all those sites. And I think we'll come together as a region to obviously debate some points here and there. But I think at the end of the day, without a doubt, we will have one site that all of us will back.
What does the national headquarters site actually mean? Are we talking basically offices to administer this company? Are we talking warehousing as well, such as the case over in Edwardsville? I mean, what will this be comprised of?
I think this is more office, the headquarter type office complex that they currently have in Seattle. I think it would be something very similar to that, you know, whether it is high rise or spread out as they have in Seattle, 33 buildings. We aren't sure, you know, how to meet that requirement. But, yes, it's more office.
But, Sheila, I would think, therefore, it doesn't all have to be in one place. It could be a little bit here, a little bit there, and a little bit over there. Spread the wealth, so to speak.
Well, I'll just go back to what Otis said. And I said earlier, we have a list of ideas for locations. We'll go through them, and we will make sure that after we have made all the assessments, that there is a location that we all can agree is ideal and what Amazon would want. And, you know, if we come to that it's a string of locations or something, I mean, if that's what, you know, our dive does as we assess this, then that's what we will put forth.
I have a note here from Edward, who corresponded with us on Facebook. He said, I'm not sure what it would take, but as a St. Louis City taxpayer, it had better not take a penny of tax abatement or tax giveaways. Amazon is wealthy. If they want to set up shop, they should pay full freight at all points of their time here. Otis, do you want to take a stab at responding to that?
My view is that that is not understanding the total impact that would having this company in this region would have on the entire economy and the kind of taxes that would be generated here in the city that could provide better services for the citizens. So I understand his position, but I think that as we all review this and understand what the need is to be able to acquire this company, the benefits that come from having this having a company like this, if you read in their issuance RFP, you know, you look at billions of dollars that have been generated in the city of Seattle just based on the fact that they are there and all of the indirect benefits that have come, another billions of dollars. So with the city's budget struggling as it is, we can't forego an opportunity like this that will help not only the city, but it will help the region. So it's not just, you know, whatever jurisdiction it ends up landing. That jurisdiction is not the only one that's going to benefit in this region.
Yeah. Sheila, has Amazon, to your knowledge, imposed any conditions? I asked that question of the mayor of Edwardsville. Any specific demands, let me put it that way?
No, I think that they issued an RFP with their desires, and we need to respond to that. There are no demands, and they haven't demanded that any incentives are on the table or anything like that. But I would say I totally agree with Otis, and you know, to have 50,000 jobs, that the average salary is $100,000 per employee, you know, that it more than makes up for any incentives that may end up on the table. And you know, we also have to recognize this is a competition with many other cities, and it, you know, when you read the RFP, it says city states/province, so. You know, it's an international competition as well.
I've only got 30 seconds left, Sheila. How do you elbow those other people out of the way in 15 seconds?
We stress on the quality of life and the magnitude of the project, you know, for our connectivity with our airport, our roads, our rail, certainly the river. And St. Louis is an iconic place with a lot of history that Amazon would absolutely do well to operate in, as they know already.
Got to have to leave it at that. Thank you much, Otis Williams, for being with us. Sheila Sweeney, thank you for being with us, and good luck to you as you pursue this this dream for the region. Also, thanks to Mayor Patton of Edwardsville. When we come back, we'll talk about the Missouri Legislature and some fireworks going on there. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.
Before, now all at once it's you forevermore.